Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Islam installed in me discipline. It helped me mold a nice positive attitude about myself that I always had in me, but I didn't know I had before. But you know, I just choose to be with the wrong crowd, listen to all kind of nonsense far as rap music and the disrespect from the women. And you know, Islam forbid all that. So you know, Islam was a shining light in my life.
Among young black men in prison, Islam is one of the fastest growing religions.
We greet and welcome you with the greeting of peace in the Quran in the Arabic language, Assalamu Alaikum.
Many African Americans.
Once you become Muslim, you're born again. Once you say, I bear witness that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, with knowledge and understanding, we believe that everything you did before that moment has been wiped away and you're a new person. And when that happens, you see people acting different and you see some pretty wonderful things happen.
It's not a religion for people.
I was rebellious. I was headed for self-destruction. I was an angry person because of my situation, my status. So when I started taking steps forward, I was more at peace with myself. That's what I was searching. That's what I've been searching for most of this time, is peace.
To believe in God.
Whenever I go to the mosque or the Jumu'ah service or anything like that, it always makes me stop and think, you know, is this right, is this wrong, you know. So it's the best thing for me, stay out of trouble.
Allahu Akbar.
In Islam, we're required to pray 5 times a day. That requirement is that prayer should take place in congregation. So that whole ritual in and of itself teaches community. It teaches sameness, equality. We're all equal before our Lord, the rich and the poor, the haves and the have-nots. When you stand in that line, there are no distinctions.
Allahu Akbar.
Unlike in Europe, most Muslim inmates